ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm Brian Clark. Contrasting closing messages in the final hours of the campaign, fewer than 40 miles apart, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. In Reading, Pennsylvania, Trump said he can fix the economy.
Kamala broke it, and I will fix it, and fast.
In Allentown, Vice President Harris said America is ready to turn the page on a decade of politics driven by fear and derision, while also emphasizing health care.
I believe access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it.
Philadelphia judge allowed Elon Musk's daily $1 million giveaway to a registered voter to continue. The Philadelphia district attorney sued to block the program, calling it an illegal lottery. And amid concerns about safety, the New York City Police Department documents that the FBI has received more than 2,000 threats to election workers. This is ABC News. The music world paying tribute to songwriter, producer, and entertainment industry legend Quincy Jones. He died Sunday at 91. Among his best-known credits in his seven-decade career, producer of Michael Jackson's Thriller, still the best-selling album of all time. ABC News contributor and SiriusXM host Mike Muse has more on Jones' work with the King of Pop.
Far too often, we see singers of today who have incredible vocal ability but lack the production, the music to match their ability. That is an art form and a science unto itself. He went on also to produce Michael Jackson's Bad album, really helping define that era of who Michael Jackson is.
Jones was nominated for 80 Grammys and won 28. And Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek announced he has colorectal cancer. The 47-year-old says he's getting treatment and is feeling good. The number of Americans under 55 with colorectal cancer has doubled since 1995, now the third most common in the U.S. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Overcast and mild conditions with periods of rain this evening with a low of 55. Cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible with a high of 64. And showers ending early in the evening tomorrow night and decreasing clouds. It'll be cooler later with a low of 38. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 59 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Both Wisconsin candidates for U.S. Senate are campaigning across the state today. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde have a full schedule. Baldwin's stops are in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Stevens Point, and Milwaukee. On the last two stops, she'll be at events with Governor Tim Walz. Meanwhile, Hovde is also focusing on the eastern half of the state. He's in Manitowoc, Racine County, Sheboygan, and Waukesha. Voters across Wisconsin will decide on 140 school referendum questions posted by 121 different districts for a total of over $4.2 billion. Several of those ballots are in our area. Ithaca, Viroqua, DeSoto, Lafarge, and Royal are all each pursuing operational referendums to help pay for staff and programming and cover budget deficits. Administrators say a large part of the problem is the state funding formula. Revenue limits are based on lowering property taxes, not how much money school districts need. Schools got inconsistent increases in their revenue limits starting in 2012. Some years, funding for students didn't go up at all, and money from the state has not kept up with inflation. The election is tomorrow. Do not wear that MAGA hat or Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote, Lisa Hale reports.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles will extend hours at customer service centers today and tomorrow. DMV service centers will remain open until 6. The extended hours will enable those needing a photo ID, frequently those who are new to the state, time to visit a DMV. Wisconsin's general election is tomorrow, and voters who don't already have a Wisconsin driver license, ID, or other form of identification needed to vote may still get a Wisconsin ID from the DMV. The Wisconsin Elections Commission website explains the options for IDs to show at the polls. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. There are documentation requirements, such as birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency, to obtain an official Wisconsin ID card. The voter should bring any documentation available to the DMV and fill out 2 forms. DMV's website has a locator to find the nearest DMV and check wait times. A photo ID document will be sent via overnight mail that may be taken to the polls and used for voting. Completing a provisional ballot may be an option until the photo ID document arrives. DMV offers ID cards for voting purposes to U.S. citizens free of charge. DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069 is available for questions on obtaining an ID for voting purposes. Questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration information, or other election information may be found on the Wisconsin Elections Commission website, elections.wi.gov. Gas prices have fallen 2.8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state is 2.84 today. This is over 16 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 29 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say no matter who wins the election, gas prices are likely to stay much lower than in previous years with the surge from COVID and Russia's war on Ukraine. Wisconsin officials say nearly 55,000 pounds of unused or expired medications were collected around the state for Drug Take Back Weekend. The event took place over the last weekend of October, giving residents a chance to get rid of their unused or unwanted medications to reduce the risk of opioid addiction. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, this fall's take-back total was slightly lower than last spring's and about 5,000 pounds lower than last fall's. Officials are waiting for national numbers to see where Wisconsin ranked. The Vernon County Board of Supervisors last month voted to move forward with a management agreement with Bethany St. Joseph Corporation for Vernon Manor and Vernon Acres effective December 2nd. The vote results were 17 in favor, 1 no, and 1 absent. With this management agreement, Vernon County will maintain ownership of these facilities, while BSJ will manage daily operations, continuing to provide quality care and services to residents. This management agreement provides various benefits for Vernon Manor and Vernon Acres, some of which includes the capacity to reinvest in buildings over time, enhanced purchasing power, the opportunity to leverage buying power with suppliers and contracts, improved pricing and contract agreements, volume discounts, career development and educational opportunities for employees, and marketing support from the corporation. Bethany St. Joseph Corporation has 39 years of experience with government management agreements. In January 1985, BSJ began management agreements with the cities of Galesville and Westby to manage Marinuka Manor, a 50-bed skilled nursing home, and Northland Nursing Home, a 59-bed skilled nursing home. BSJ is excited to continue to preserve the essential role of rural nursing homes and bring their industry expertise to Vernon Manor and Vernon Acres. Through their non-for-profit approach, BSJ is committed to advancing Vernon County's mission to improve the quality of life for residents while working to inspire life, hope, and healing through exceptional care, devoted staff, and an uplifting home-like atmosphere. For residents, the management agreement will only build from the quality care they have been receiving at these facilities. The American Red Cross is highlighting the ongoing need for blood and platelet donors as festive schedules ramp up this fall. Eligible individuals, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, are encouraged to make a donation just ahead of the holiday season. Blood supply momentum must remain steady as the Red Cross has worked this month to recover blood products uncollected due to recent hurricanes. Any disruption in the ability to collect blood can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. A blood drive will be held Tuesday from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 11 to 4 at Wyoming Valley School in Spring Green. The seasons may change, but the need for blood donors stays the same. Give blood or platelets and make a big difference in someone's life by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Coon Creek Watershed residents will have another opportunity to shape a plan for the Coon Creek Watershed this November. In the last of four public planning meetings, conservation nonprofit Coon Creek Community Watershed Council Incorporated has hosted this fall. The planning meeting will be held from 1:30 to 2:30 Wednesday at Coon Valley's Knutson Memorial Library. The watershed plan, which follows the nine-element framework outlined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, is meant to identify and address community concerns regarding the care and management of Coon Creek and its tributaries. The plan is a collaboration between Coon Creek Community Watershed Council, partners in La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon Counties, Valley Stewardship Network, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Coon Creek Watershed residents. The plan is being completed in two parts. The first part, which covers the Timber Coulee Subbasin, is on schedule to move into its implementation phase this June. The second part of the plan encompasses the rest of the Coon Creek watershed and will be completed over the next 3 years with support from a Wisconsin DNR surface water grant. The final meeting in this series will summarize the themes that emerged during community conversations at past events and detail the next steps of the watershed planning process. Coon Creek Community Watershed Council hopes the Wednesday meeting will inspire further discussion about priorities for the Coon Creek Watershed Plan and next steps in the planning process. One of these steps will be using mapping tools like the Agricultural Conservation Planning Framework to identify opportunities for conservation practice implementation in the Coon Creek Watershed. Material from the past planning sessions is available on Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's planning webpage at CoonCreekWatershed.org. Those who have missed meetings but still wish to contribute to the plan are encouraged to get in touch with the council by emailing council@CoonCreekWatershed.org or by attending monthly council meetings. The next Coon Creek Community Watershed Council meeting will be held Wednesday at the Coon Valley Conservation Club. Dinner will begin at 6, followed by watershed updates and a recap of the fall watershed planning sessions at 6:30. The meeting is free and all are welcome. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday, Braden Freestone, Sunday, A.J. Fowl, and today's winner is Jeremiah Ringelstetter.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas,
$3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday, November 17th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery, Sunday, November 17th at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, Sunday, November 17th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it's been a cloudy and mild day today. Actually, kind of humid. High temperatures hit those mid-60s. It felt weirdly warm. And of course, scattered showers and drizzle. Now, we're looking at periods of rain kind of ramping up through the overnight, not to mention areas of patchy fog building in while we stay stuck under cloudy skies. Lows tonight stay mild, only falling to the mid-50s, and for tomorrow, we rise right back to the mid-60s. It'll be cloudy, it'll be wet, it'll be dreary. Scattered showers continue, and a thunderstorm is also possible. So don't be shocked if you hear some thunder, or run into some puddles. The showers finally wind down by tomorrow evening. The clouds start to leave. Then we crash a little cooler. In fact, by tomorrow night, we could fall to lows in the upper 30s. And then this means we're actually trading our lows tonight in the mid-50s for highs on Wednesday. That's all we're going to get to, is the mid-50s. But it will be partly sunny. Got another nice fall day on tap for Thursday as well. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s, and flirting with the freezing mark by night. This, of course, as a few clouds build in for Friday, it'll be a mild November day. Highs flirt with 60 again. Unfortunately, though, for the weekend, it is looking dreary, breezy, with rain likely on Saturday. Highs stay stuck in the mid-50s all weekend long, and the winds continue to whip, the overcast skies stay there, and we're still looking at light scattered showers continuing into our Sunday as well. So in terms of rain totals, what we're looking at is about another quarter of an inch to maybe a half an inch tonight and through tomorrow. After that, we stay dry Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We could see some showers late at night, overnight, and then, of course, like I mentioned, the weekend. Right now, it does look around a half an inch to nearly an inch of rainfall is possible on Saturday, especially into the evening, overnight, and into Sunday morning. I will say that system kicks on out of here, gives us a dry start to next week. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we're receiving a few light drops of rain, maybe some drizzle, and our current temperature is 59 degrees after a daytime high of 64 and a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was 55, and we received 2 4/100ths of an inch of rain. That was yesterday. And record high set back in 1964 is 75 degrees with a record low of 10 set back in 1951. Last year's high was 56 with a low of 32. And so we actually set a new, actually we did break that high from last year at 64. So we had a higher high today than we did last year. Sunset took place tonight at 4:48, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:42. Winds are out of the northeast at around 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.72, and we have received 1/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The state's top two men's college basketball programs open the regular season this evening. Guard Cam Jones leads Marquette as it hosts Stony Brook at the Pfizer Forum. The Golden Eagles are coming off a 27-10 season that ended in the Sweet 16. Holy Cross visits the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center in the other matchup. The Badgers have a lot of new faces as they start the season with five straight games at the Kohl Center. Pre-game for tonight's broadcast will be at 6 with the tip-off at 7, and that broadcast can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as on WRCO.com and the Civic Media app. A pick 6 by Detroit defensive back Kirby Joseph just before halftime put the Badgers in a hole they couldn't get out of yesterday afternoon. The Lions held on for a 24-14 win, taking control of the NFC North. Green Bay outgained the visitors 411 to 261, but never threatened after that. Josh Jacobs carried 13 times for 95 yards, and Jaden Reed caught five passes for 113. Emmanuel Lewis scored the Packers' only touchdown in the fourth period. Green Bay has a bye week next week, then meet the Chicago Bears on November 17th. The name of two Brewers are included in the list of 2024 Gold Glove Award winners in the National League. Second baseman Bryce Terang led all of Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved. Right fielder Sal Frelick used his speed and strong arm to lead the field and wins his first Gold Glove. This was also Terang's first honor for defense at the Major League level. Milwaukee's starting rotation could have a new look next season with right-handers Frankie Montez and Colin Ray heading into free agency. The Brewers announced that Montez had declined his part of a $20 million mutual option for 2025. The Brewers turned down the $5.5 million club option on Ray's contract. Montez receives a $2 million buyout, and Ray gets a $1 million buyout. The New York Mets claimed right-hander Kevin Hergett off waivers from the Brewers. The Chicago Cubs, claimed former Brewers left-hander Rob Sutrinski off waivers as well.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwarz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Gerrit Cole will remain with the New York Yankees rather than becoming a free agent. New York had until for today to add a $36 million salary for 2029 on his contract, which had 4 years and $144 million remaining. The sides were still working on a revised contract. Two people familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press. The people spoke on conditions of anonymity because no announcement was made. Cole's $324 million 9-year deal agreed to before the 2020 season gave him the right to opt out following the 2024 World Series, but said the Yankees could void the opt out by adding the additional year. Injuries to all-pro long snapper Andrew DePaula and rookie kicker Will Reichard had the Minnesota Vikings assessing their options for temporary replacements in a mid-season disruption to what had been one of the NFL's most productive kicking operations. DePaula will have minor surgery on his hand and needs to be placed on short-term injured reserve. Richard had a quadricep injury that had raised the possibility he'll need a sub two. DePaula was a Pro Bowl selection the past 2 years and also an AP All-Pro pick for 2023. Reichard didn't miss a kick until the team's most recent game. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will miss at least one game with a hamstring injury that the team says is still being evaluated. Coach Mike McCarthy says Prescott is out for Sunday's game against Philadelphia after getting hurt in Atlanta. Multiple reports citing anonymous sources say Prescott is expected to miss multiple games. Any lengthy absence from Prescott would be another setback in a season full of them for the Cowboys. They are on their first 3-game losing streak since 2020. Dallas played the last 11 games of the 6-10 season without Prescott after he broke an ankle. Cooper Rush replaced Prescott in the 27-21 loss to the Falcons. And the New Orleans Saints have fired coach Dennis Allen a day after a loss at last place Carolina extended the Saints' losing streak to 7 games. It's the franchise's longest skid since 1999. Allen is 18-25 without a playoff appearance since taking over in 2022 after Sean Payton began what turned out to be a one-season retirement from coaching. The 52-year-old Allen is 26-53 in his NFL coaching career, including an 8-28 mark with the Oakland Raiders from 2012 to 2014. The Saints named special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi the interim coach with 8 games left in what likely will be the club's 4th straight season without a playoff berth. And a reminder again, we'll be bringing you Wisconsin Badger basketball action this evening. It will be Holy Cross at Wisconsin at the Kohl Center. Tip-off for that contest will be at 7, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7. And I want to make a correction on the where you can listen online. It's on WRCE.fm, or you can also listen on the Civic Media app. Pre-game for that contest will start at 6. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Corn and hogs were mixed Monday, soybeans finished higher, and cattle closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new and less E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on commercial and technical buying. The cash basis is up with harvest nearly over, and crush demand continues to be strong. Unknown destinations did buy 132,000 tons of U.S. soybeans Monday morning. January beans were up 3.5 at 9.97 and a quarter. March was 3.5 higher at 10.11 and three quarters. December soybean meal was up $4.30 at 2.99.60. December soybean oil was down 74 points at 45.56. Corn was mixed with harvest delays in parts of the Midwest and Plains, but that precipitation is welcome. Mexico and unknown destinations both purchased U.S. corn ahead of the open. December corn was up 2 cents at 4.16.5, and March was three quarters higher at 4.30. And wheat closed mixed. Weekend rainfall was disappointing in some areas, but there's more in the forecast into mid-month. The USDA's updated supply, demand, and production numbers are out on Friday. December Chicago was three quarters higher at 568 and three quarters. December Kansas City was up 4 1/4 at 571. December Minneapolis wheat on Monday was 5 1/4 higher at 605. Live and feeder cattle were down on technical selling, getting ready for this week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. December live was down 85 at 185.07, and February was 97 lower at 185.92. January feeder cattle were down 77 at 242.42. March feeder cattle were 90 lower at 240.25. And hogs closed mixed, adjusting spreads, with December lean down 85 on Monday at 85.22, and February lean 70 cents lower at 85.32. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists are mixed. Somewhat higher in Nebraska, Colorado, higher in Kansas, but somewhat lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. The bulk of the week's business is expected to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 57 cents at $3.16.91. Select closed 2.13 higher at $2.87.16. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 2,500 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day lower. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down $1.56 with a weighted average of $77.50. The Eastern Corn Belt closed at $1.13 lower with a weighted average of $77.82. Pork values were about steady, up 4 cents at $104.01, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down nearly 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The end is in sight for U.S. corn and soybean harvests. I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. USDA says as of Sunday, 91% of U.S. corn is in the bin now. 94% of the soybeans have been harvested. Both corn and soybeans are well ahead of the five-year average. About 87% of the winter wheat crop has been planted. Most of the cotton and sorghum have been harvested already as well. More news after this.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Cultural economist Dr. David Cole says many of today's young farmers are adapting their business and financial practices to weather the down economy.
Many of them will have their farms and ranches, but then they'll have outside gig income.
Ag economist Paul Mitchell with the University of Wisconsin says the 2025 outlook for grain farmers is no better than it is right now.
The margins are tight now, and they're projected to be worse for 25 crop year. And so there's a lot of cutting back on costs.
Ag meteorologist Greg Solier says a wetter and warmer than average winter may be in store, and that could help areas impacted by drought.
The only drier areas we see are up across the Dakotas and the uppermost Midwest.
Brian Kletcher with High Water Ethanol in Minnesota says he expects the sustainable aviation fuel industry to experience some growing pains because the technology needs to be right for ethanol facilities to produce SAF. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Resistant Weed ID. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist field specialist Mark Mongan says there are several signs farmers can look for in the fall to identify weed resistance. He tells Brownfield if growers suspect resistant weeds, they should send in samples to a lab and use multiple modes of action to reduce the weed seed bank. More after this.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields. And it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Martin is an Enlist field specialist for Corteva Agriscience and says weed resistance can develop quickly or slowly depending on the weed species and other factors.
If conditions are good and you made a timely herbicide application and you still don't get control, that could be a sign of resistance. Another sign of potential weed resistance is if a dead weed is within a short distance of a surviving weed of the same size and species. The controlled weed indicates the herbicide was working. Be sure to scout the fields a few weeks after an application to check for surviving weeds. If surviving weeds are isolated in spots, you may have some resistant weed species in those patches. Lastly, if both live and dead weeds of the same species are in the field, again, it may be a sign of resistance. Also, pay attention to what's happening in your neighbor's fields. If they have resistant weeds, it's just a matter of time before you will as well.
If growers suspect weed resistance, he tells Brownfield samples need to be sent to a lab.
This will help growers implement correct management programs, and it helps the University Extension understand where resistance is spreading in a given area. Use multiple modes of action in a fully diversified weed control program to reduce the weed seed bank, and reduce the number of weed species, therefore mitigating the evolution of herbicide resistance. For example, Corteva Agriscience developed Enlist weed control system to meet the farmers' needs for additional weed control in the face of glyphosate resistance. Hybrids and varieties with the Enlist traits allow farmers to apply Enlist One and Enlist Duo for herbicides through post-emergence to control glyphosate-resistant and difficult weeds. Corn, soybeans, and cotton with the Enlist trait offer growers a convenient whole farm approach for effective weed management all season long. Corteva Agriscience offers online training modules and webinars to learn about application best management practices and weed resistance. Visit Enlist.com for more information, and you also can talk with your local Corteva crop protection or seed rep to learn more about the products available through the Enlist weed control system to help you prevent resistance before it starts.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Yeah, baby, let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck in a towing camo. That's just how it is, but I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I still go to DQ just to get a dip cone. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoos, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get it stuck. Hip toe and camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. Head to toe in camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
Chris Jansen with What You See Is What You Get. My name is Tim Theed, and I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and passing along some information that may be important to you. You never know. And hopefully you're having a great Monday evening, start of the work week again. Hopefully your start of the work week went well. Kind of a rainy, drizzly one out there. I didn't check here lately. Unfortunately, it's dark outside, and I had to make sure when I did my weather update that I said sunset took place at instead of will take place at. But yeah, it's kind of dark out there, but it was earlier last time I checked, it was a little rainy and drizzly out there. In fact, we've received one one-hundredth of an inch of rain today, and our time is 59. Our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is 59 degrees. Our time is 5:45. Got those confused, but sorry about that. But anyways, yeah, hopefully your Monday night is going great, and hopefully your weekend went well as well. And just wanted to let you know that coming up tonight, the Park Street Christian Church is hosting a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting for the United States of America, and that's starting at 6:30 tonight and will run till 7:30. Also, tomorrow there is a Red Cross blood drive, and that's going to be held from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
This is an urgent message from Park Street Christian Church. The United States needs our prayers. Please join them on Monday, November 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Park Street Christian Church for a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. All are welcome to come together in faith.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is time for a WRCO History Moment, looking back on 75 years of broadcasting. National news headlines in early 1961 from the news file compiled by news director Joe Kelsch. Outgoing President Dwight D. Eisenhower spoke.
3 days from now, after half a century in the service of our country, I shall lay down the responsibilities of office as, in traditional and solemn ceremony, the authority of the presidency is vested in my successor.
In his State of the Union message, newly inaugurated President Kennedy gave a hint of the ill-fated Cuban invasion, which was to follow shortly.
I speak today in an hour of national peril and national opportunity. Before my term has ended, we shall have to test anew whether a nation organized and governed such as ours can endure.
This look back at 75 years of news broadcasts on WRCO is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
100.9 WRCO.
Never been one for poetry until I saw forever staring back at me. It's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading into the mountains of heaven. I'm talking 24/7, amen. I'm falling in a little deeper and deeper. And everything about my life getting sweeter and sweeter. So all the way from the bottom to the top of my list, it's got all over it. I'm gonna carve our names in a sycamore tree. Gonna put them way up high where everybody can see. Gonna shout it from the rooftops up to the stars so everybody knows this good old boy's heart's got you written all over it. All I wanna do is give you this kiss. Girl, you got me heading. My life gets sweeter and sweeter, so all the way from the bottom.
a mess. The bass drum beating way down deep in your chest. If I could be the voice on your radio, then I could be your long ride home. If mine could be the name that changes yours, the wine in your glass, the swing on your porch, the dollar in your pocket, and the peaceful in your sleep, then I'd be what you mean to me. Standing here, watching you, turning every head in this crowded room. The lights down low, dancing slow. Oh, it falling's how you feel, and perfect's what you see. Then I'd be what you mean. The cool in the rain, the spark in your eye, the answer to your prayer and the faith that sets you free, then I'd be what you mean to me. Standing here, watching you, turning every head in this crowd. What you see, then I'd be what you mean to me. What you mean to me. And oh, all of this talking makes you laugh, but I've gotta let you know just how I feel. While I'm standing here watching you, turning every head in this crowded room. The lights down low, dancing slow. Oh, it falling's how you feel, and perfect's what you see. Then I'd be what you mean to me. Yeah, falling's how you what you see, then I'd be what you mean to me. Be what you mean to me.
This is a special report from ABC News, Your Voice, Your Vote. I'm Brian Clark. Contrasting closing messages in the final hours of the campaign, fewer than 4